I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll try to have a good time today. The world falls apart around us. I feel like that's our job.
Well, look.
You come here and...
Here's the deal. Let me give you the bright side.
Okay.
Nothing's gonna be worse than that Monday, right?
Dude, that was like the worst Monday.
Of all the whole year. That's gonna take 2017 for sure.
Oh, knock wood. Jesus.
So there it is.
So it's all...
Well, there's just
downhill?
No... I mean,
are we uphill or go we go uphill or downhill?
If you listen to Sarah, no, Mondays just suck in general. They're just the worst. It's the worst day of all the days. So, you know, I mean...
We got that out of the way then?
That's the worst one of the worst days. All right. I mean, I you know what was crazy
what
about
was
yesterday?
Crazy about
I mean, look, sorry.
What
the whole
was
day was crazy.
All right.
All right. I mean, to wake up to the news that we did yesterday just sucked and... Ugh. But so then they announced Tom Petty, right?
Yeah.
And I'm tripping because I'm thinking, I mean, I love Tom Petty, and I meant to see him live and never did. And it's just a... Just
Dang.
Add Tom Petty right there next to Prince on people. I mean, of all... I've seen a million shows, and I let two of my favorite artists get past me. How'd that happen?
It just does. I mean, that's... And actually, it's funny, because I don't go to a lot of concerts. I really... Just am not drawn to that, but I've seen Tom Petty like 4 times.
I think,
and you saw him just recently too.
Just saw him in May.
Yeah,
the Bottle Rock.
Oh, Bottle Rock, right? Yeah.
So anyway, I think I got a text from Musette that said, "Hey, is Tom Petty?" And I went, "Oh no!" And I just happened to be chilling. I'd gotten home and was like, "All right." I went online and there it is, and I was like,
"Well, I was just seeing all these conflicting reports." So I was just like, "Is he or isn't he? What's happening?"
You know. It was, so yesterday I went and saw that movie,
yeah.
The new Blade Runner, which I don't think is for everyone, but I loved it. I loved it.
And you were saying that the Blade Runner, you went back to watch the first Blade Runner and said it was awful, it stunk, and yeah. I thought you were in a bad mood.
I wasn't.
You were on a bad trip.
It stunk. The first one, I mean, listen, I know the story of the thing and, you know, the replicants and the whole whatever. But when I went back to watch it, the cheese factor was so strong. Like, I guess in the 80s or whenever it came out, it was just amazing, whatever. So I was glad that I knew that story, because going into this one, I just, like, it's really long.
How
really
long?
Long. 3 hours long. I don't know how long officially.
Wait, two the hours first and one four- or the second one?
The second
this
one.
New
two,
one.
2 hours.
Oh, my God.
You watched a three-hour movie yesterday?
2 hours and 46 minutes.
They started it right at 11, and we got out, and I'm like, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock.
Are there previews at
No, not at this one.
So
they started
right
it at
the
11. Thank God, because 20 minutes more I would have been
right.
You know, home
you,
at
where
4.
Where were you guys? Friday?
The Metreon.
Metreon.
So anyway, that's all a side story. So I've turned my phone off.
Right.
And I get out of the movie and I turn the phone back on. I'm waiting for it to turn on and we're walking around. All of a sudden it starts going... I look at it, and the first thing I see is your text, and my heart just falls out my butt.
I know.
I'm like, what? I go into a movie and Tom Petty dies? So then I pull up CNN, and the thing was, apparently, and we'll break the whole thing down, the dude was still alive at that point.
That's what I was going to say. That's where I'm headed.
Right.
So, this news breaks. It's a horrible day to begin with. The news breaks that Tom Petty's passed. Now I'm starting to see it's cardiac arrest, but he's on life support. Then they pulled the life support, but he's
still
passed.
Alive. Right?
Then he's still alive. They didn't declare him dead until 8:30 last night.
Right.
So
yep.
that whole day as people are putting pictures up and rest in peace. And I thought,
he's like, I'm not dead yet. Yeah,
well, and
well,
he wasn't,
but his family was.
I understand that, you know, he wasn't seeing all that. And there's nothing wrong with someone as great as Tom Petty filling up our feeds, because certainly we got something great from him. He's one of those artists that almost everybody can say, I love that guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
And you know his song.
Yeah. John and I always say, like, if you want to find common ground at a party.
Yeah.
Put some Tom Petty on.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I mean, I guess write us if you hate Tom Petty.
Don't.
Oh, someone just did. They said, saw Tom Petty 10 years ago. He was dead then.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're a douche. Oh.
You're wrong.
You're like, you're like, go back to Monday. So that's where you belong.
I'm sure there are people who love him a lot more than me. I definitely can't tell you, you know, which one is solo Tom Petty and right. which one is this.
Even the solo stuff, all the guys were on that.
Oh, it's all him and it's all right. good. But I just mean, I can't tell you the name of every album and which hits are
sure.
on it. But I do know a lot of his songs. I have a ton of his albums. How many albums do I have by Tom Petty, I wonder?
I wasn't sure, Vinny, after we had talked still what was going on. So I just posted on Facebook, I go, Tom Petty. Period. And I didn't say anything else. I was just, that's it. I don't know.
I know, man. Well, I just wish that, and I think the police are the ones that tried to take back the announcement uh-huh. because they right. were the ones that sort of said he is still, they put something out. So I think they're the ones that made the mistake. And
I think somebody confirmed it to CBS. CBS from the LAPD.
Right.
CBS ran with it. Everybody went, it's CBS. Because I saw it on the first, you know, I saw your thing and then I just quickly flipped up my CNN thing and there it was. And then I totally just shut down. Like, I didn't look at social, I didn't know any of this. This morning I was reading the stuff because I've had enough.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go on social media yesterday. I didn't like anybody's crap.
Look at me
I didn't
go.
See anybody's stuff. What do you got?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Tom Petty albums.
You probably don't have the latest three.
Into the Great Wide Open. Hypnotic Eye?
I don't know the names of the last
2014 is Hypnotic Eye.
Yeah, that might be it.
And I got an anthology of every hit
oh my God,
on top of all those albums.
Yeah, I wonder if those count separately. I think he had 13 records. So, well, even the solo ones I was reading this morning, the Heartbreakers were still on those. I don't know why he had to diss them. What, they behave badly? He didn't
right.
put their name on there? Whatever, it sucks. Yesterday sucked.
Yeah, well, and so, you know, today let's have some fun. And
well, today I'm going to watch all last night's late night stuff. But as I was listening to the news this morning, they're like, nobody was funny last night. Like, yeah. nobody yeah. wanted to joke. Nobody, I mean, you know, and I get it. You know, yesterday, it's almost an effort to rise above the stuff that happens in the real world. And like, I do feel like our job is not to bum you out. But I can see why some, and I feel like that's, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's job is not to bum you out. But sometimes
Whoa.
Things just get so real, you feel like it's crass to make jokes.
There's no possibility yesterday, for sure, of joking around about this. Okay, let me do this story where 50-something people were shot, and now let's joke about balls.
Right, hilarious. Right.
Greg Baldwin is coming in today, so that's something I wanted to ask him. How do you be funny
right
now?
Can you be? What
well,
time
his
is he coming in?
8 o'clock.
The beauty of his situation is that he can. People will walk into his show, and they actually do probably want a little
a
moment.
Yeah,
like give us. Do anything. And, I mean, anything. Just fall over, like pratfalls, anything will work.
Right.
Over address the seriousness of the situation in the world today. Let's talk about gun control. Mm. Great, Greg. Bye.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Not that he's going to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's certainly
well, if he
not
does,
why,
we'll just cut it short.
Right.
I just, you know.
That's not why
we're talking about
go.
That enough today.
Right.
I'm sure.
Anyway.
Oh. Anyway. the I saw that movie yesterday,
and you loved it.
It's good.
Good. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah.
A little. There's a little moment.
I wonder, Hooman. Yeah. Look, just show me on your face what you thought about that movie, because man. Oh yeah.
Oh, excited! Is it a clapping guy? Big eye guy.
I gotta say, you know, one thing, because I think Tommy Igoe is going to come in and do the review with you, but I want to say just a couple things about this for you. First of all, there's not a lot about the plot you can tell without really giving the whole thing away.
I can't tell you the plot. I mean.
So, Harrison Ford, as you may or may not know, it was the star of the original, and he's in this one as well. That's totally not a secret.
I feel like
so,
you spoiled it
I
for
didn't.
Me.
Oh, I didn't
no.
spoil it. That is a known thing.
How much are you going to say?
I'm going to... No, nothing about the plot at all. So Harrison Ford, who I have heard is an incredibly difficult interview. Didn't you interview him?
Yeah,
maybe we interviewed him or something. He's super difficult and not a pleasant person.
I've heard he's a very nice man.
I'm sure in his real life... I bet he is, Vin.
I don't know.
But he... The camera work... You know, you were talking about how Ryan Gosling... is able to hold a camera on him, and he's not doing anything. He's not talking. He's feeling and or whatever. But for long moments, the camera is, and he's the star of this, and it's very, the pace is slow, and it's all about him, and sort of, it's...
So he's doing that.
He's doing that, and really pulling it. And they get to Harrison Ford in this, and Harrison Ford... who I always think of as just being dumb Han Solo, you know, whatever. He, first of all, has not had any work done.
So he looks horrible.
He looks absolutely fantastic.
Uh-oh.
This is the first time I've ever been attracted to Han Solo.
Wow.
Like, he's older. He's an older dude, but his eyes are just super expressive. And the way that they shot it and what he's going through and how you can read his emotions on his face in this part that he's at. I mean, he's a... Like, I don't think of him as being a great actor. He was in this. I just don't. I don't know.
He's pretty good.
He's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think of him as being like, oh, one of the great actors of, you know, the Marlon Brando of the Han Solo era or whatever. He's totally at he's right there at the level of where this movie, the acting is great in this. There's this, you remember the movie Her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So... where Scarlett Johansson is a disembodied voice that's a computer program.
Not Keanu. Who's
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Great movie. There's a total Her element in this particular future. But this Her can be emanated. So she become like kind of a see-through thing. It's really neat.
The like girl, a hologram?
Like mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And but the, you know, the same thing. Her has a real relationship with this other character. And she is so... First of
How
all,
real?
Pretty damn real. They got to get a surrogate to get in there and be part of the... Because she is a hologram, so we
too
can't
much.
Feel her.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Too much.
Is it too much?
So a surrogate comes in?
It's not really a spoiler.
Are they
anyway,
like in a green screen suit or something? I mean, I don't understand how...
You'll see. You'll see when you see it.
We're crossing the border.
It was just like the... I couldn't believe... As I was thinking about it later, I'm like, why did I like that so much? Because it's really long, it's very deliberate, and I felt slow, but I was freaking captivated the whole time. Even as they would do these scenes where like it was sort of shot in this very yellow, hazy, polluted light, really quiet, and no soundtrack at all, and then all of a sudden like there was a... And then they just keep going, like this just hard, raucous, like techno-sounding sting... And then the guy goes further into the thing. Like these, and so loud. Oh, man. I really like that movie.
Good.
Well, anyway,
let's
Harrison
just
Ford,
mention,
super hot.
I'm going to mention this again when we do
75.
The review. But we got to see it in the Dolby Theater at the Metreon. So we had an incredible movie going experience.
So the rest of you are screwed. But they
no,
got...
you'll like it, Sel. It was crazy good.
I'm... excited now that you're saying.
Did you like the first one? Do you remember?
I don't even remember the first one.
You don't even know if you saw it, or
I don't know what year that came out. I don't know.
86, maybe.
Okay, then you know what? I didn't see it. I was a teenager, and I was not sitting down for movies ever.
I do feel like having seen that helped me because I knew.
Okay.
The plot.
I'll look back at it then. Mm. Easy. I don't. Yeah, I just
I'll be interested to hear if you can get through the first one.
I like those types of scenes, though, where, and that's why I mentioned about Gosling in that movie Drive. I think the instinct for most people, you do it all the time. If a camera's on you, you can stand about 10 seconds, and then you start getting weird.
Uh-huh.
You can't help it.
Your face ticks, even. Like, just like something that wouldn't even happen to you. You're just, you know, you can't just sit there and be. Like, there's a camera on you. It's a whole thing.
Right.
It's like there's a spider on you.
And for that calmness and yet the slight coolness and movement, it's just intense that he's able to pull that off. I noticed it, and I don't notice too much.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not a film critic.
Right. And me either. And it's
I'm
just,
usually like black or white.
Yeah. Well, you like The Americans.
That was a good movie.
Mm. Okay, we're going to play a song here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll do our best today. We're all going to rock through this together.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.